Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Now that the House of Representatives has impeached President Trump for a second historic time, the article of impeachment goes to the U.S. Senate. That's where Trump will be tried. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the article accuses Trump of inciting last week's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help us God.
All Democrats voted to impeach the president. 10 Republicans broke ranks and joined them. It's not clear when the article of impeachment will be transmitted to the Senate. The Labor Department reports that the number of people filing first-time unemployment claims last week jumped by 181,000. Layoffs remain high due to the pandemic. Recent reports have shown the U.S. economic recovery is stalling, just as the Biden administration is set to take power. President-elect Joe Biden will unveil his proposal later today to boost the U.S. economy and combat the coronavirus. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Biden plans to ask Congress to quickly take action on a fresh stimulus package.
President-elect Biden has called the coronavirus aid package signed into law last month a down payment. He said that much more will need to be done to address the damage done by the pandemic. Brian Deese, who will lead Biden's National Economic Council, told Reuters that Biden will lay out a two-track plan. Deese said Biden wants more stimulus payments, as well as more funding to reopen schools and for more vaccinations. After Democratic wins in the Georgia Senate races, Democrats control both chambers of Congress. But with a very narrow majority in the Senate, Biden will likely need to win over some of the more moderate members of his party to get his plan passed. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Civil rights group leaders are calling for the Trump-appointed director of the U.S. Census Bureau to resign. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the calls are coming after whistleblowers at the Bureau warned that the director tried to rush out a report about non-citizens before the end of the Trump administration.
Whistleblowers told the Census Bureau's watchdog that Director Stephen Dillingham wanted civil servants to make the data report about non-citizens a, quote, number one priority. Dillingham says he directed career staffers to stand down after learning about the whistleblower's concerns over rushing out a report that would be statistically indefensible. Still, advocates with the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights and other groups are criticizing Dillingham for trying to, quote, undermine the agency's core standards of data quality in order to carry out a political agenda. Dillingham's term at the Census Bureau is set to continue until the end of this year. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News. Published reports say the acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has resigned. The Associated Press reports that Jonathan Fahey had only been on the job with the agency as chief for a few weeks. He did not give an explanation for his resignation. The agency, also known as ICE, is part of the Department of Homeland Security. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf resigned his position this week, too. Alabama has beat out several other states to become the headquarters for the U.S. Space Command. From Alabama Public Radio, Pat Duggins has more.
Alabama competed against New Mexico, Colorado, Texas, and Florida to win the U.S. Space Command. Nebraska sweetened its bid last week with $107 million in seed money. The U.S. Space Command is different from President Trump's Space Force. It handles military navigation and troop movements using satellite technology. Alabama has a long history with the space program. Huntsville tested rocket engines for the Apollo moon missions in the 1960s and later for the space shuttle. The Alabama town is also managing development of NASA's new super rocket for trips possibly to the moon or Mars. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Millions of voters in Uganda are choosing a new president. Opposition candidate Bobby Wine has been harassed and stalked by Ugandan security forces. He's up against President Yoweri Museveni, who has held power in Uganda for 35 years. There's worry that violence could escalate as Ugandan security forces try to stop Bobby Wine's supporters from watching polling stations. This is NPR.